Dreamed about it my whole life. It was one of those things that felt really impossible and out of reach, and to me it felt like I was, you know, trying to be an astronaut or, you know, something that felt really hard and impossible. But I've always had a connection with music, and I've always loved it, and I always just fantasized about, gosh, what if I could, you know, create songs and write them and perform them. And I used to tell my grandparents, we'd watch like Coal Miner's Daughter, and I would tell them that I wanted to be Loretta Lynn. And I didn't feel like it could actually happen until I moved here and started doing open mics and getting opportunities to perform in front of people and bomb in front of people. And, you know, it's been really great. Officially now, I can call myself a singer-songwriter.
Some of your songs have universal themes, like an unrequited love song called Not Even a Little. And there's got to be a personal connection there, I would think so. Do you ever think about how much you want to reveal?
The person I wrote the song about now knows it's about them. And we're cool. But he was like, I'm so sorry. But anyway, it definitely is one that I could put out that definitely didn't ring any alarms to any specific person. But I definitely do think about how much I'm sharing, especially with some of the songs we're going to talk about that are like really specific.
That's a little bit of Not Even a Little. That's your song. You've got another one called Close Quarters, which is really specific about what I would consider a tragedy. You know, someone's death, someone close to you who just couldn't afford the medical care. And, you know, in the United States.
Yeah. I wrote this about my dad passed away about 8 years ago, and it was from pneumonia at 53, and he didn't have health insurance and was also stubborn, and he also had been misdiagnosed a couple times and given the wrong medication, and it all just kind of built into this absolutely insane 40 hours or so in the hospital ICU in Fargo, North Dakota, and he fought really hard, and the staff really did everything they could, and it was just absolutely insane. So I wrote this song just kind of about the experience of, God, life is beautiful, but man, can it suck your actual soul away for a little bit. And you're just like, what do I do now? And where do I go from here? I've changed in my bones, and everything, the world is different. The sun shines differently, kind of feeling. And just kind of having to sit through it, because in that moment I didn't see a way out, and I didn't ever envision an existence where I would be like happy or having a good time.
I can understand how tragic and how depressing, how unhappy, but why'd you want to write about it?
I had to. As cheesy as that sounds, I definitely have, when I'm writing some songs, it just kind of just comes out of me, and I just ugly cry, and it's, I guess, my way of processing. It's really therapeutic and kind of gets that icky feeling out.
Now that you're sitting in the dark, you've got one heavy mind and one hurting heart, and your walls are closing in, and your days are getting shorter, and you'll do it all alone in close quarters. And when he comes back from the war, he'll be hardened and serious more than before. And you won't know what to say.
Laura Hugo and Close Quarters. Laura, in your song Radio, it's centered on living on the Navajo reservation, and it has its pluses and minuses.
The verses are describing really traumatizing experiences of, you know, things that happen when we're young, and it's this, you know, kind of darker things. But then when we get into the chorus, it's this, it just opens up into this beautiful, joyful, happy, like I would listen to the radio when I wanted to escape the bad things. You know, I would want to be with my family to escape the bad things. And this song in the chorus is a combination of all of that.
In the light, we lose the promise of the dark approached in earnest. When our feelings are the
Hugo's EP release show is at Ice House in Minneapolis, Thursday, July 30th. Special guests are Eldest Daughter and Jillian Ray. Doors open at 6. Showtime is at 8 p.m. Information about the performance is at icehousempls.com. Keep up with Laura Hugo at laurahugo.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.